Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
Hi, guys. Hi. How are you all? How are you all today? I hope everyone is having a great day. As we go on today, really growing our businesses and putting things in place to ensure that we have businesses that we love, I wanted to really come on here today and talk to you about your strategy, right? And really help you to understand what a strategy is, right? Because I think that there is a bit of confusion as to what a strategy is supposed to be, and how you create a strategy for your business, right? So I wanted to talk to you all today about that so that you get very, very clear, or a lot clearer, I should say, about what that strategy looks like, right? So I'm just going to make sure that my feeds are shared where I want it to be shared. You will be watching me on Instagram as well as on Facebook. So if you are here, tag your business best buddy, your accountability partner, share this with anybody that you know is actively growing a business or thinking about a business so that they can also get into this conversation, right? So let me know if you can see me and hear me clearly as well, so that I can move forward. Right, so let's talk about strategy, guys, right? Let's talk about it. It is, so for those of you who are joining me for the very first time, new to my group, new to my page, new to me, I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs just like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. So that's what I do. Right. So that's what I do in a nutshell. So I'm here to help you grow and to help you to understand some of the basic concepts that every business needs to have, right? Whether you're a brick and mortar business, whether you're an online business, whether you're selling products, or whether you're selling services, there are some basic things that every business needs to have an understanding of. And then you break off into your niche, right? But there are some basic things you want to have. And today I want to talk to you about your strategy. And the reason I want to talk to you about your strategy is because a lot of times people confuse strategy with the list of things to do. They are two separate things. And your list of things to do, you know, that list that you like to make every Sunday night or every Monday morning, that is not your strategy. That has to come out of your strategy. The decisions that you make, the to-do list then comes out of that, because your to-do list is what gets you into action and what keeps your momentum going, right? And what gets you, you know, what would be the task that you have to do every single day to get you closer to your goal. But it's not your strategy. When you're thinking about your strategy, you're thinking, and guys, write this down. Yeah? When you're thinking about your strategy, you're actually thinking about, what am I going to do to differentiate myself, right? That's what your strategy comes out of. What am I going to do to differentiate myself? How am I differentiating my cost? How am I differentiating my niche? How am I differentiating my focus? That is your strategy, right? My cost, my niche, my focus. How am I differentiating my business from everybody else? Because there's a lot of noise out there, right? We're all on social media. We all have our websites. We all right now have blogs. We're all doing collaborations. We're all networking, having these webinars and Zooms and all these kind of stuff, right? Your strategy has to guide how you are going to differentiate it. So when you think about your strategy, right, when you think about your strategy, you want to think about, what is a niche? You know, what is a niche that I am targeted? What is a niche, or who is a niche that I want to serve? Where are they and how do I plan to serve them? What am I actually giving to them to solve their challenge? That forms part of your strategy conversation. The other thing that forms part of your strategy conversation is your costing, right? So I want to make $30,000 a month, $10,000 a month, whatever that costing, whatever that figure may be, right? My strategy is that I'm going to have three costing tiers, right? And my low cost item is this, my mid tier item is this, and my high end item is this. That is your strategy, not your to-do list. Not that I'm going to post on social media every single day. That comes a little later. So you want to, when you're thinking about your strategy, you want to start to think about, right? And I know this is something that I keep saying, and I'm not sure that it is actually registering to people. And I want to make sure that you understand this as you continue to plan for your business, right? Your strategy is not your to-do list. So you're thinking about, when you're writing out your strategy, you've written your goals, then you're going to write your strategy out, then you're going to write your to-do list out, and then you're going to get into action. So when you're thinking about your strategy, you want to start to think about what makes me different from everybody. What is the thing that I'm offering that is going to differentiate me from everybody? What is my brand voice? What is my brand purpose? What is my brand understanding? How are people going to see me? How do I want people to see me? How do I want people to interpret me? Who exactly do I want to work with? What exactly am I offering? And at what price points am I offering people to work with me? That is your strategy. That is the strategy discussion that you want to have, right? Because it's your cost, your differentiator, and your niche. Those are the things that you really want to think about. And coming out of that, then you start to break it down into, okay, this is my to-do list. I'm going to create this, create that, post on social media, do my videos, send out three emails a week, do two videos a week, you know, do one blog post per week, do a podcast per week, you know, do a launch every 6 weeks, whatever that is. So you have to figure out what your strategy is. And the reason you want to do that, guys, is your strategy helps you just maintain that momentum in business. You know, sometimes you start off with woo, and then you die a slow and painful death. And that's because you really do not have a strategy. You don't have a plan in place of how you're going to move from this point to this point to this point to this point. You don't have that. You just have this. I don't know how to say it, but you don't have a plan of how you plan to grow. Your strategy also helps you in scaling your business, right? Because, you know, we always talk about scaling your business. In order for you to scale your business, you have to have more than one thing to sell. In order to scale your business, you have to have a logical sequence of how you want your audience to work with you. Like, what are they going to get after they buy this and they buy this and they buy this and they go up and they go up and they go up till they reach your high end item, and then they keep you as a retainer, or they, you know what I mean, they buy your subscription box, or they in your membership site, or whatever that may be. So your strategy also helps to guide your sustainability plan, your scaling plan, right? Because I'm sure where you start off now is not where you would want to be a year from now, or 3 years from now, or 5 years from now. You want to, I would assume that you want to scale a business. And scaling means I want to make more money. I want to serve more people. I want to be able to provide more solutions, or a better solution, or a higher end solution. In order to reach that stage of greatness or success in your business, you first have to look at your strategy. So every quarter, at the beginning of every year, and every quarter as well, I look at my strategy and I determine, okay, what is going to differentiate me from all the other coaches that are online, because we have thousands of coaches online, right? What is going to differentiate you from the other person selling clothes? What is going to differentiate you from the other person selling shoes or phones? What is going to differentiate you as a virtual assistant? What is going to differentiate you as a sales strategist or a social media manager? What is the thing that is going to differentiate you? That is your strategy. Who exactly am I going to serve, right? And how exactly am I going to serve them? That forms part of the strategy discussion that you want to have with your staff, which might be yourself, your team, right? That forms part of your strategy discussion, so that when it's inevitable for you to scale, it's not as hard. It's not like, oh my gosh, I don't know how, or I don't have the tools, or I don't know exactly how I'm going to do this thing. Because from the get-go, you had a strategy that thought about when and how I am going to scale my business. You understand what I'm saying, guys? Your strategy is not your list of things to do. Right? Your strategy is not your list of things to do. You know, when you do a business plan, right? Most of you, I would assume, have business plans written. You know, when you write your business plan, you write about your competitors, you write about your differentiators, you write about your costing, you write about your positioning, you know what I mean? All that forms part of your strategy discussion. So as you start to grow your business, or as you continue to grow your business, that is the thing I want to leave with you today, that think about your strategy, not just a list of things to do, not just, well, I have to start a website, or I need to get a logo done, because that is not strategy, right? Or I need to get a logo done, or I need to hire a staff member. That's not strategy. The strategy is why you are hiring a staff member, and what is the purpose of that person coming on, based on the goal that you're trying to achieve in your business. That is how the strategy actually works, right? Because what I experience a lot of times with entrepreneurs that I work with is that they come on, right? They come on to work with me, and they are, and I want to start a retail business where I'm selling clothes, right? And I know that I want to start my Facebook page, and I know that I have pictures of my clothes that I'm going to put up, and I know that, you know, my clothes ranges from $100 to maybe $500, and that's all I know. I know that, you know, I want to sell to women, and that's all I know. There is no strategy behind the business preparation. There's no strategy behind the launch. There's no strategy behind the content. There's no strategy behind your visibility. There's no strategy behind your costing. There's no strategy in how you're going to communicate and what you're going to communicate to your audience. That has to become very, very clear to you, so that it is very, very clear to your audience. And that makes it easier for your audience to say yes and buy from you. Guys, you know, I always tell you, all of these things that I talk to you about are not things that are happening in isolation. When I talk about goal setting, when I talk about your ideal clients, when I talk about your marketing strategy, your sales strategy, your content creation, your email lists, your videos, all of these things, they are not in isolation. They all work together. And what tends to happen with a lot of entrepreneurs is that we see those things as separate and apart, right? So we separate them. But you see, when you're planning your business, right, your plan, you're writing out your goal, you have to look at it holistically, because all of these things work together and they form part of your greater strategy that then you break down into a list of things to do, and then you break that down into the actual action steps, the intentional action steps that you take daily, to get you closer to your goal. So none of these things work in isolation. You understand what I'm saying? None of them work in isolation. They all work together to get you closer to your goal. So once you have written that goal and you've become very, very clear about what you want to be known as and known for, then you start to figure out, okay, what is my strategy? What is my strategy? What is my differentiator? What is my costing plan? You know what I'm saying? You need to figure that out and then go to your list of things to do to realize the strategy, to realize the goal. Yes? That is the message I want to leave you with today, that you have to have a really clear understanding of your strategy. And guys, you know, I can't stress this enough. Get it out of your head. Get it out of your head. Write it down on paper in black and white. Remember that it can change. I always say your goal remains the same and your strategy can change. And that is fine because life happens. You don't have control over everything, but you have control over yourself. And you have control over what you decide to do every single day to get you closer to your goal. You decide that if somebody doesn't answer your call, if you get sad and just do nothing else for the day, or you move on to the next thing. You make that decision. You didn't get the product that you want. You make a decision. Do I sulk? Or do I continue looking for another solution, which might even be better than the thing that you thought about in the first instance? If nobody buys this product or nobody buys this service that I put out, do I get into depression or do I sell something else? Do I continue to sell something else? That is a decision that you have to make every single day in your life and in your business for your business to continue to go and to continue to grow. It is a decision that you have to make, right? And that comes out of understanding and being very clear about your strategy. Your goal can remain the same. Your goal can remain the same. Your strategy can change. Your strategy can change. So even if your goal was to make $100,000 in the first 6 months of the year, right? And you realize by the second month, what you're doing is not yielding the kind of results that you want. It is okay for you to change your strategy. It's not something that is set in stone and, oh my gosh, it cannot move. You have the authority to move it because it's your strategy. Right? But you have to be very clear about what you want to achieve and how you want to achieve the thing that you want to achieve, right? What differentiates you from everybody else? And guys, look deep, because it's not just your costing. Trust me, it's not just your costing. Right? It's not just your costing that differentiates you. It's not because you have the lowest price that differentiates you at all, right? The thing that's supposed to differentiate you from everybody else as a tip should be the value that you are providing to your audience. That is the thing that should differentiate you from everybody else who is selling shoes and candles and phones and coaching services and VA services and social media management and content creation and that kind of thing. The thing that's supposed to differentiate you is the value. How are you communicating that value and how you are providing the value to your ideal clients, to your specific niche? Those are the things that are going to differentiate you. What also differentiates you is who you are serving, right? Because you might decide, I am only going to serve mompreneurs. I am only going to serve corporate women or executive women. Or I am only going to serve people who live in a particular area. Or I am only going to, you know what I mean? I'm only going to serve a particular type of person or a person who has a particular set of qualities or values or, you know, something like that. Those are the things that you need to take into consideration when you are creating your strategy, whether it's your marketing strategy or your sales strategy. Those are the things that you want to take into consideration. Yeah. So tag your business besties, tag your accountability partners, let them hear this message, because guys, this is something that every business has to understand. Every business has to understand, as I said, whether it's a brick and mortar business, whether it's an online business, whether you're selling products or services or selling a hybrid of both, right? You have to really get clear on what is your strategy before you jump into the thing, the list of things that you are going to do to get you to your goal. So what are the differentiators? Who are you serving? What's your costing differentiators? What's your purpose differentiators? Get those things pretty, pretty clear first, and then everything else kind of falls into place. Yeah? So that is my message for you today. I hope it meets you well. I hope it allows you to kind of think a little bit about your business as you go ahead and start to, you know, create your businesses or start to grow your business and implement new things in your business. I hope it gives you pause so that you can think about those things and really get into intentional and purposeful action to get you exactly what you want. Yeah. So guys, enjoy your day. Be safe. Follow the rules. And I will talk to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.